Hello everyone, welcome on Branly Radio. Listen to the third podcast of our series in partnership with the Romanian National Radio. We will present you the job of the European Union in the projects of our territory. Today, EU and Socials Centers. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, we hope every listener is doing fine today. Today we have with us a team who work on the social aspect of the project of the different centers. Four members of the group Graines de Reporter, we present you those different centers and the main project. Maëlle, you've decided to work on the cultural social center Audrey Barthier in Wimereux. Could you talk about this center and its main projects?
Of course. First, we met the manager of the center, Isabelle Langagne. She explained that the funds come from European Union aids. They have a lot of projects and they are diverse. These projects respond to requests from some people who live in Rimeu, who could become volunteers and help.
Could you talk to us about the project which have been completed, Tatiana?
There are discussion groups about discrimination, sewing workshops and fitness groups. These activities have enabled to create a social link and enrich the culture.
Great! You have met one of the animators of the center. Could you talk about her?
Of course! We met Bérangère, who's mainly in charge of supervising different workshops. For example, she supervises English cooking groups and English singing groups. It enables the population to be included on a European scale, as well as to take part in Isabelle's action.
Have bigger projects been developed?
Isabelle said that she has started small projects, but also more important ones, which could last up to 5 years. There have been actions such as the creation of agents, which improve the life of elderly people. For example, some people can help them with their administration forms to get help in their everyday life, to get life support workers, for example. Fitness groups such as Zumba, for example, have been offered to the locals in order to keep people healthy and fight against obesity. They create a social link which can be discussed on the European scale.
Thank you, Eloise. That same day, we also met Serena, with a young Italian woman who arrived in France in 2017 thanks to Erasmus. How did she feel once she settled in France?
Hello. Well, her first impression, especially after meeting inhabitants in Saint-Martin-Boulogne, was one of surprise. Indeed, in Italy, it's not customary to set up chatting groups to share projects around the local population and talk about their ideas. Obviously, her arrival was accompanied by a whole cultural discovery. But overall, she adapts really well to her new job and new life.
We were kind of astonished because Serena is such a young woman with many responsibilities. Does she think that her young age can stop her and go against her in some situations?
In fact, this is not a break because she has great professional assets, but it's more how she is seen and considered by her elders. People assume that she's not experienced as some of them since she's younger and also because she's a woman.
And nowadays, does she still have the possibility to travel and meet other social partners in other countries?
Yes. Actually, it depends on the project they are working on, but she has video conferences every month with most of their partners, and every 3 months in presential. But still, some strips are essential. That's why she has been twice to Italy since October and once to Belgium. The association is also planning other trips. She said that every single trip has enabled her to meet new people. It has enabled her to express herself, but has also foster mutual support among every group.
And I also remember that she mentioned how it has helped her grow as a young, independent woman. It was very enriching. Her curiosity has developed following every project.
In fact, there are certainly other associations that work on such important topics, thanks to Europe Findings. It helps to transmit culture to different people and also bring the inhabitants together, even if it's just for one activity. That's why we are really grateful and we really wanted to thank all the centers that we have met. But of course, we have to thank the EU to have provided us with the funds and to make all those ideas possible, to allow people to do things. Many thanks to all the listeners. We hope that we help you discover things about association in France. Have an amazing day.
Thanks to our journalists of the day and to their partners. Thank you all in the audience and hope to find in another podcast.